News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear that music, you know our expert in the house is Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. Welcome, dear. How you doing?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm thinking about Christmas presents and some unique things I could get at Emerald Coast Coins. I want to know. I've been thinking in my mind what I could do.
All kinds of stuff, which is why, I'm here on time, but like when I was pulling in like minutes to spare today.
I was telling her she was not so busy. Alone. It's just been that way lately. Everybody's coming in last minute. And unfortunately, a lot of people are coming down with stuff and getting sick this week.
Yeah, it's that time of year. I mean, and that weather went hot, cold. That's just what does it to us every year.
It's the truth. It really is. So I'm glad you're here.
Your sniffles, that's why.
So Stephanie Dotson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. Tell us a little bit about Emerald Coast Coins in case someone has not heard of you before or is joining us for the first time.
Sure. So we have been around for 23 years. My dad and his metal detecting buddy started it together. Then dad just took it over. He purchased it from him. I can't even remember how many years ago. So we've been around 23 years in Pensacola. He started off near CC's Pizza, and now we're right up here on Creighton, 1811 Creighton Road. We have our own
every
building.
Time I tell you this, every time I go by there's tons of cars out front.
Gosh, that's why I was running so late today. I was trying to help everybody.
I've been busy lately.
We have a nice full good staff, but still, like, there's only so much everybody can do at once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Well, tell us a little bit about what are the types of products that you carry there.
So we are dealers in collectible coins, numismatics.
Mm-hmm. New word of the year.
New word of the year. We'll work on watch collectors next year. and we have collectible coins, gold and silver bullion, ancient coins, like Spanish cobs, all kinds of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. if it's in the coin and currency world, we usually will have something to represent it. I won't say always, but usually.
And I always like to clarify that you're not a pawn shop, per se.
Yes, thank you. We are not a pawn shop.
And sometimes people misunderstand that, but you can bring in jewelry.
Yes.
And we have the gold and silver prices. Usually you're able to tell us what
is. Yes, we'll get to that
for
sure. So you can bring in like your unwanted gold and jewelry, which we have a lot of people doing that right now because they're like, it's broken. It's been sitting in my drawer. Gold mm-hmm. and silver are all-time highs.
Right.
And I can turn this in to holiday money, Christmas money, mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like vacation money.
Oh, for sure.
Get away from this cold weather, cold to us people in Florida.
Well, it might give you a little extra cash to do a little shopping with.
Exactly.
For the holidays.
So, but gold and silver. So gold today is over like $4,200, $4,250.
No. Was it just $3,600 recently?
I swear,
Four months ago. Now it's 40. Wow.
Yes.
An ounce?
An ounce. Silver, so last time I was here, silver was teetering, I think, around that $50, $52, and it's over $60 an ounce today.
Goodness gracious.
Highest. Wow. It's at $63 an ounce, which is the highest ever.
I'm going through my jewelry box.
For sure. Now, when things get crazy like this, all the bigger guys, because I'm just this little, pebble in a pond.
Mm-hmm.
So all the bigger guys will say, okay, well, we need to adjust our prices because everybody's going to dump.
Right.
So everybody should always expect prices to change. Buying and selling wise, I'll buy stuff sometimes not as much as I did 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to make money because the silver's higher.
Right.
But prices will change because the big guy's like, hold up, wait a minute. I have too much coming in and we mm-hmm. need to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people to call and check prices with us. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. Call and check prices. You can call around, check other places, mm-hmm. stop by and get. I always want my customers to get the most that they can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair. And why you've been in business such a long time,
because
you all have a reputation of integrity and good customer service and great ideas.
Yes. My biggest thing too is we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. keep it local. Keep it mm-hmm. local. Don't look at those TV ads to do anything.
Yeah, talk about that for a minute because it seems like there's a plethora of those ads right now.
There are.
On television.
And there is one in particular who I will not name, but they rob people blind. And it breaks my heart because they will go after the older generation people. So I would say somebody like over 75.
Mm-hmm.
They work on those people and they take hundreds of thousands of dollars from these people. And it hurts my heart every time somebody comes in and they're like, this is what my parents did and this is what they paid for it. And I'm like, I hate it because they just prey on those people.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody, like, you know, when you, if you have talks about this kind of stuff with your parents, like, oh, I want to get gold and silver, try to keep it local.
Mm-hmm.
The money stays here. The product's in your hand here. You know, you can, you know, keep it local no matter who you shop with.
That's very smart, especially in this particular industry.
Yes, especially in this particular industry.
So one of the things you can do too, you might have old jewelry or whatever, but I've been telling Stephanie, I know I haven't found it yet because I've got a lot of stuff boxed away.
I understand.
Here. But I do have a collect. My dad collected coins from all over. I've got to get into that, find that box
you
and get into it because
I know.
I could bring that into you and you could actually give me a sense of the value, if not monetarily, certainly just the history of that particular coin or find
definitely.
Out because he had traveled all over the world. And so I'm be curious to know where maybe he might have picked those up, especially those European coins that no longer exist.
Exactly. So my brother is the one who I push all the foreign coins and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's great at that. And he can usually, he's really good at looking at them. He'll be like, oh, that's Italy. And that's like, you know, what, Greece or what, like whatever. And he's really great at figuring that stuff out so fast. But yeah, my brother could totally do that. He got pushed into doing the foreign coins, but he loves doing it, I swear.
Well, one of the things that's been in the headlines and somebody was asking about, they said, could you ask that lady from the coin shop?
yes, that's me.
So this was a conversation I had recently.
I love it.
So this is from my friend who said, what's the deal now with pennies no longer being produced? How is that going to affect penny collecting?
So I always tell people this, Canada stopped making their pennies a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have been penniless, you know, so they round up, round down.
Canada is penniless.
Penniless. Boop, boop.
We don't want to get that misquoted.
No. They have not had pennies for a while now. Their pennies are still, you know, they're just, they don't, nothing. They're worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe the same thing's going to be for ours. They billions and billions of pennies out there. Now, some places, some banks and stuff are already not like taking pennies or, and things like that, I've heard. If you want to hold on to, it's not going to hurt anything. It's just pennies. So like hold on to a roll of pennies. I have a jar full of pennies.
Oh, I collect. I have a big thing that I collect and I throw them in. So,
but I don't think like there's only going to always be those handful that are worth something. The early pennies from the early 1900s, 1909, 1914D, like things like that. The pennies, especially these later year pennies, they made so many of them.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm fine rounding up or rounding down. You do what you got. Like, give me a nickel any day of the week.
Okay. Well, so we don't need to be worried about that.
No, I would not worry about it. Okay. They're auctioning off those pennies today or this weekend. The last 2025 Philadelphia Mint, the last 2025 Denver Mint, and then like a gold one they made for the end of the
penny.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're
so those might have value, maybe.
Well, I think the gold one at least will have gold value.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The other two, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see where that goes. It's a way to make money.
Okay. So we're into the holiday season now.
Yes.
So I want to hear some of your ideas about holiday gifts.
Listen, we always talk about these 2025 Silver Eagles. I am running low.
Okay.
I'm running low. And
do you have some?
I still have some.
Okay.
And I have, unfortunately, like my Merry Christmas cases are gone and my Santa cases are gone, but I have Happy Holiday cases that you can buy to put them in.
Yeah.
So, you can get little cases or just, you know, a little flip to put them in. The best stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best stocking stuffer. What else have I had people come in looking for? They're just silver in general, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at silver bullion overall, there's so many different varieties because there's these private mints mint anything. You can have a kookaburra on it or you can have like a race car driver. There's all
that's
kinds.
That's just
like,
wild to me.
Like the NRA, like all kinds of stuff. Like we have all different ones. And they're like, oh, I like that. Or, you know, dad will like that. So
that's a cool present, though. It's very unique.
A cool present. And then we've also talked about the widow's mites, and I believe I do still have widow's mites in my store.
Explain what that is.
And the widow's mites, from the Bible, like when the rich gave just a tenth, the little bit of what they had, the widows gave everything they had, which was a little mite, just a little tiny coin.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave all.
Uh-huh.
When everybody else just gave a little.
I see.
And that to Jesus, and that was
okay.
Jesus time.
Okay, so these are the little tiny coins.
The little tiny coins.
Okay, those are
And those are
neat.
Like $25 a piece.
Oh my goodness, okay.
It's a great little Christmas story.
We're talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. If you have a question about coins or some holiday gift ideas, I like the widow's mite. That's kind of neat.
Those are
part of
cool.
the Christmas story.
Yes.
All you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. Well, you have mentioned before too, and because I have a friend who's just a Star Wars nut. So I've been thinking I got to come in because you do have some kind of fun things like that too.
I do. I have some little 1 ounce silver bars that are Star Wars, and one of them has Darth Vader and probably a Stormtrooper. I haven't looked at them in a while.
Oh gosh.
And then the other one has Luke, Leia, and Hans on it.
Really?
Yes.
And this is on the bullion.
It's on the little bullion piece.
Huh.
So yeah, those are so cool. Those are my favorite.
Those are very cool.
You know me, I love that. I love my Star Wars stuff.
Okay. What would you say is the most unique thing that you have in the store now?
Unique. That one's difficult.
Yeah,
I feel like
you have so many different things.
I have so many different things. I know. So we do have gold backs, which is not unique, but mm-hmm. that's like the newest thing out there.
Okay. So what are those?
So a gold back is a thin layer of gold. And they go down from like 1/2000th of an ounce all the way up to 1/10th of an ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And they have beautiful pictures on them.
Oh.
I think we just got in Arizona. Arizona was the latest one.
Huh. Are they doing all the states?
So no, not all the states are on, you know, on track yet, but mm-hmm. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
Florida. So like the Florida $5 gold back, which runs around $43 to $45. So a little over double gold value.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida one has a pirate girl on it for the $5 one. The Arizona one has a cowgirl and the OK Corral is behind her.
Oh, how cool
They're
are those?
So cool.
Who designs these? How does
the goldback people? That's what they're called, goldback people.
Isn't that funny?
So they design these. They're pitting them out. They're hoping to, you know, people can use them for like bartering or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so cool and they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get them because they're pretty. I don't. You know.
Right, right, right. Any good ideas for kids' presents?
I'm laughing because I was thinking of pirate money, but pirate money is a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that too. You know, anything.
Pirate money. Okay,
pirate
what
money.
Is
so Spanish cobs. So when every time I say pirate money, I think of like, you know, Johnny Depp and
yeah,
you know,
that's
Pirates
what I'm
of the
thinking.
Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the old Spanish cobs. They're just little pieces of silver, like
mm-hmm.
a piece of eight.
So if your child dressed up like a pirate for Halloween, this
That's
might
it.
Be the gift.
Would be so cool.
Good stocking stuffer.
It's a little on the pricey side, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
So your teenage child, maybe.
Well, one of the things, and I've mentioned this before, is that one year I do remember for Christmas getting a coin collecting, I guess you would call it, notebook or book.
The little blue, like, Whitman, they're called Whitman folders, usually.
That's it,
yes. And so we have a lot of those that have been gently used
mm-hmm.
that we will, you know, give out to kids. And then we look together to get, like, whatever coins they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Pennies are great to start out with for the younger kids.
That's I remember
even
having
though,
that.
Even though pennies are going to be gone, they're still going to be in circulation
for a while.
Well,
kind of makes it even more fun to collect them now.
Exactly.
So, yeah, because I remember getting that. And then I think I got one for nickels and pennies and dimes. So I think my dad was behind this, but he would put the penny in there, a couple of them to
yep.
get you started.
Of course.
Right?
That's what you're supposed to do. You
yeah.
just put one or two in there
mm-hmm.
and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you take those long road trips and they don't have to use an iPad. You get them a bag of coins and they mm-hmm. can just sit there and look through the coins and fill their books.
Yeah. It's a neat thing.
I had a customer who used to do that with his children.
Mm-hmm.
One of my Milton customers, which, you know, he's older generation, but yeah, that's what he would buy the kids the bags of pennies and they'd look for wheat cents.
That's so cool.
While they went on road trips.
Yeah, see, I think that's neat. So some of those things don't have to go away.
No, I don't think so either.
You know,
those are fun. That and those are probably the most fun things to get, like the penny and nickel books.
Mm-hmm.
And then just get like a little bag, almost like not like a leather bag specifically, but like a little
pouch or
pouch.
Some kind.
That's
yeah,
the word
pouch,
I was
yeah.
thinking of. Yes, and just put all the coins in there, and then they can just dump them out and mm-hmm. like fill the books as they go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a question that comes, and we just came in on the text line. What is the most valuable coin you could find today?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't. There's a lot of. So in your
maybe I don't know if they're talking about in general.
I would
or
say
talking
probably,
about American coins.
Probably in pocket change, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about pocket change, I still don't know. there's some cool things out there to look for. The Man Killer quarter from a couple years ago. She
what?
Had a couple.
What's
well, that
it
was
called?
Wilma Mankiller. That was her name. Wilma Mankiller.
Okay.
She had some errors on her, so it looked like there was kind of like a little blob on the top and then a lightning streak on the back.
Uh-huh.
She's not super expensive now, but when she first came out, some of them sold up to like $1,200.
Oh, my goodness. And kind of coin was this?
It was just a quarter.
A quarter?
That had like a little lightning streak on the back. Oh. Now, so what we don't look for, in cod we trust, because that's not a thing. Okay.
This is really not
it's
real.
Just,
this
it's really not real. Okay. It's just the G. They just did the G different. That's mm-hmm. all. But so she's something cool to look for. Anything silver, if you're looking in your pocket change, like looking for errors is like needle in the haystack
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I have customers that come in and we're looking at their stuff and talking about their possible errors, I tell everybody, like, sit 10 to 15 minutes aside.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a glass of water or drink of your choice. Sit there 10 or 15 minutes, look at your coins, and then stop. Because if you look too long and too much, you're going to see something that's not there.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. So we got another question from one of our listeners. Are those coin apps pretty reliable on their values?
No.
Ooh. Oh, you should have seen her face.
No.
Okay, let's talk about that.
I do not like those coin apps. Every once in a blue moon, it'll be kind of accurate. It'll say this coin could be $2 to $500.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you look at a coin and you're thinking, okay, lower end, you have to think lower end with these apps. But I had a lady who had the app and she scanned a coin. And she's like, it's telling me it's like $2,000. I'm like, it's also telling you that your brass foreign coin is a piece of platinum. And it's not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're very inaccurate.
Interesting.
They're very, you know.
What's the best source to find out that information, if not one of the apps?
Books.
Books.
I know, it's old school.
Okay.
I hate it for everybody, but books are still really reliable with that kind of information. They have, especially for error coins, mm-hmm. they have, they're called cherry pickers guides.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, it's kind of putting you on the spot.
That's okay. They're called cherry pickers guides, and they'll have like the most popular errors to look for
mm-hmm.
for the years. There's a book I personally got off of Amazon thanks to a customer called Strike It Rich with Pocket Change.
Oh, that sounds like that would be a fun gift.
That's a fun gift. And
okay.
It's a very, and that tells you like a lot of the modern stuff like people are looking for.
Uh-huh.
It gives you realistic retail circulated prices and uncirculated prices.
Oh, see, I have somebody I'm going to give that to. So
yes.
Strike It Rich with
pocket change.
I love that.
So like
cool.
So books like that. And even there's the book that comes out every year called the Whitman, the Red Book.
Uh-huh.
And that just will tell you about American coins in general.
Okay.
So I know it, you know, a lot of people are like, but I have all this technology in front of me. We do have all this technology in front of us, but books still, you know, contain a lot of the valuable information that
gotcha.
We need.
Okay, got another question
Yay,
coming in this
I love
morning.
This today.
Describe pieces of eight. For example, are there eight pieces equaling an ounce?
Oh, that was a hard question.
Okay.
So I just know
this
pieces.
This is an area I know nothing about. So
also same.
Steph, it's up to you.
So pieces of eight is just what they could cut it off into, I think, eight pieces is how it was. Like, so if it was a whole cob or a whole pillar dollar, and I'm going to, my brother hopefully is not listening because I'm probably messing this up.
He's more of the expert on
this
stuff.
He is way more of the expert on this stuff. They would cut a piece off and give it to somebody. So
uh-huh.
if it was a piece of silver, they would cut a piece out. Like, so they would just call
I've heard
it.
The expression,
yes.
but I guess I'd never thought about what it meant.
So like it was out of one whole coin, they could make like eight, like they could
uh-huh.
cut eight pieces. Does it look like you can cut eight pieces? No, it's like a little blob.
Teeny tiny. Okay.
Well, I say a little blob. It's about the size of a half dollar maybe.
Okay. So are there eight pieces, for example, are there eight pieces equaling an ounce?
No.
Okay. No.
Nope. Nope. Because they, you know, back in, you know, the 16 and 1700s, they hammered these things. So nothing's going to be super like accurate with weights and stuff.
Interesting. Okay. These are great questions
yeah,
coming in this
I love
morning,
it.
Y'all. 850-437-1620. We're talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. Give your address again and your hours
as
we're heading in. We're in December now.
We are. So we are at 1811 Creighton Road. We're right past the linear light if you're coming from Davis Highway on the right-hand side.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Right there. We are open Monday through Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, that's our time, the last hour that we're there. We're still there. That's our last hour to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to get work done.
Yeah.
Mondays and Fridays, we close at 5.
Okay. So and you're not open on the weekends.
I'm definitely not open on the weekends. The market's closed. The last time the market got volatile, that's when we decided to kind of close on the weekends because I can't make trades on the weekends.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, Monday through Friday. We don't take jewelry an hour prior to closing.
Okay.
So that would be 4 o'clock on Mondays and Fridays and 3 o'clock in the middle
of
the week.
So you need the time to be able to do it. Okay. Yes. Probably best thing come in the morning if you can.
And that's true. And sometimes we will, you know, right now, especially like if people are coming in constantly, I could stop it earlier. So mm-hmm. I would call and check if you're going to be driving from somewhere to bring me jewelry to make sure I'm still accepting it. Just because like, if we get so backed up, because we have to input every single piece into the computer.
Right, of course.
For the police department. So we do thumbprint signature, get your information, and then we have to input every piece. So if you bring me in like 50 pieces, like I'm going to be
And if you stole it, don't bring it in.
I mean, yeah.
That's, be
that's a couple of felonies right there when you sign it and thumbprint it. So.
Oh my goodness. What is your phone number in case? Because you're very great about answering questions and encouraging people to call.
I try to ask people to call 850-473-1515. I do have Facebook and you can't, but it's hard for me to catch my Facebook messages right now. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult. Because we're so busy. And so sometimes I'll remember like on a Sunday night and I'll try to catch them. But if you've messaged me on Facebook and I don't respond to you, call the store.
Right. Because you could send a picture through Facebook or something.
You can send a picture through Facebook. And then we also have a cell phone number that we give out that people can send pictures to.
Oh,
also.
Good. Okay.
I don't know that number off the top
okay.
of my head.
Okay. But call the number call, you can
yeah,
call.
Yeah, you can call us 850-473-1515 and then I can give you that number.
Okay. So some good gift ideas again for the holidays.
Silver.
And wrapping things up. Anything we haven't talked about you wanted
Let's
to mention
see.
This morning?
I'm trying to think. Christmas Eve, we typically close early.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get that out there, which I think I'm going to be back next week so we can have this.
Right.
Yes, have this again next week. Christmas Eve, we'll probably close early. And New Year's Eve, we typically close early.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is just, I mean, gosh, just call or come in and see. Like, just see what we have.
Any
we can
special
usually
coins from 2025 that if you're a coin collector should pick up now as the year ends?
Besides the Silver Eagles, because they're not making them anymore. They stopped making them probably October time to start working mm-hmm. on the 2026. So Silver Eagles are always like, that's the coin I would get,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I have a lot of people who's now calling asking me for like silver proof sets or silver mint sets, which is just a set from the whole year. So of every coin they minted this year.
Okay.
And I can't get them because I order them from the mint just like everybody else does. So when they're gone, they're gone. That's when they come out in the beginning, they have a schedule. So when they come out during their schedule, try and get them during their schedule.
So if you're going to be interested in 2026.
Think ahead.
So when would you start to look for those?
The usmint.gov will have like the schedule of when things are being released.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything that you've heard about that's coming? Because occasionally we have the unusual coins. Can
well,
you give
so
us a preview?
Nothing that I know of right now, but I will say that we did come out with, the US Mint came out with some like Wonder Woman and Batman and Superman coins.
Uh-uh.
Now look, we don't have them in the store, but I did purchase myself one because she was very expensive. I purchased me Wonder Woman for myself because she is very expensive.
Is that a quarter or
no?
What?
It's just it's a piece of silver. It's like a 1 ounce piece of silver, but like, you know, silver is around 50, 60 bucks and I paid probably over $100 for it. But
wow.
Wonder Woman is worth it. Come on.
I suspect there might be a child that would really love a Superman.
Probably, if they're still available. I haven't even looked. They told me Wonder Woman was available, so I got her.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, it's definitely, and tell me the word of the year again.
This word, numismatic.
Numismatic. So yep. People that collect coins.
Or numismatist.
Numismatists.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm becoming a numismatist.
You are. Numismatist.
I love it. But there's people that take this very seriously, and it's no joke.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's no joke.
Really,
it's a lot of fun. We have so many collectors come in like every week. Even though gold and silver are the hot items right now,
mm-hmm.
I still have collectors come in every single day looking for something.
That's great.
And that's what's fun about this business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're about to wrap it up here on Pep Talk. We've been talking with Stephanie Donson at Emerald Coast Coins. So what? Wow, I can't talk now.
It's okay.
It was the numismatist. That's what did it. Okay, sweetie. So what have you got? Tell us again where you're located.
Yep, 1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515. Open Monday through Friday only, 9 to 5, Monday and Friday, middle of the week, close at 4.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in, Steffi, during this busy time. We appreciate your insights, some great gift ideas. If you get a chance, stop by Emerald Coast Coins.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk. We will be back in just a few minutes, so don't go away, at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.